Need came about because we had recorded, I think it was our fifth studio album called Listen Like Bees.
Okay.
And we're pretty happy with the album, and the record producer, Chris Thomas, said, you know, this is a damn good album, but I don't think you've got that, like, absolutely smash hit that you guys need internationally. And we were, like, pretty disappointed, and Michael and I looked at each other, and he said, look, you two, I want you two to go into a room in there, and we're all going to leave now. And I felt like I was in school or something, you know. And he said, when you we'll come back in the morning, and I want you guys to come up with something that's really special, and we'll record it. So we looked at each other, and went, oh, you know, no pressure. So we go back in the room, and that's what we did. We came up with What You Need. And that was a big, huge hit for us. It was our first top five hit in the U.S. and all around the world. It did great. And then for the next album, which it set up really well, nicely, you know, we had a huge album called Kick.
Right.
And the two songs you're talking about, yeah, Need You Tonight and New Sensation. Well, Need You Tonight was born because I was actually living in Sydney in those years. And I was going across to Hong Kong, where Michael lived at that point in his life.
Right.
In China. And, so I'd called a cab to take me to the airport to fly over to work with him. And, as the cab was sort of sitting out the front, the idea of Need You Tonight came into my head. So I had a drum machine. I wrote the riffs and the chords and stuff that you would know from the song.
Right.
And I didn't have a top line for it yet, but I knew it was important. And then I got this horrible situation where I was trying to finish what I was doing, and the cab driver said, "Look, I got to go. I got, you know, you're just sitting in there, and I'm out here." And I'm like, "No, don't go. You know, don't go." It was a really weird area.
Uh-huh.
But eventually, I ran out and jumped in the cab. Had virtually nothing with me but a passport, I don't think, and back in those days, a cassette in my hand of Need You Tonight. So uh-huh. I drove to the airport, flew to the other end. I got out the other end in Hong Kong, and Michael goes, "What have you been doing?" And I played him some of the recordings that I had and ideas. And when he heard Need You Tonight, he goes, "Oh, it's great."
Right.
And within about 5 minutes or whatever, he had the idea for that lyric, and we tracked it.
Right.
That's how that happened. And pretty weird, huh? And then, and then New Sensation was, I actually had the guitar riff and idea for the chords earlier.
Right.
Probably around about 1982, even though the Kick album really was all about 1988. I had the idea for New Sensation earlier than that. And then when Michael heard what I was doing, he liked the more kind of bluesy feel, you know, the first to the fourth, the fifth to the fourth,
right,
back to the first kind of movement on the chords or whatever. And he liked the chorus, so we talked about it, and he wanted to have that lyric idea, New Sensation, which is a great idea.
Mm-hmm.
And so we put the two together. That was how that was born.